kind of sex, chop sex, and the oat sex, and things like that. It's not, they're not as strong and as big and thick and heavy.
If you wanted to carry some corn to the mill to be ground, what would you call the amount that you could take at one time?
Well, you could take it by the bushel or half a bushel or a peck or whatever you want to carry of it.
Do you ever hear people talk about a turn of corn?
I don't know what you'd call a turn of corn, unless it's, I don't know what you'd call a turn of corn. What is that?
That's just what some people would call just a small amount.
They
call it a turn.
Well, here was the thing about it. Any time you went to a grist mill to have it grind up, you go down there, this first man there sets his sack here, next and back that right on. Mm-hmm. And then it comes his turn, they grind it for him. Mm-hmm. When he comes up to his turn, they grind it for him, and he gets his meal and goes on home with it. That's the only turn of corn I know anything about.
What if you went out and got as much wood as you could carry in both your arms, you'd say you had a
load
or an arm
armful.
And on a wagon that didn't have a full load, you'd say he just had a
half a load or a quarter of a load or two thirds of a load or three quarters or something like that, you know.
Do you ever say a jag?
Well, I reckon I might have.
How would you say that?
Well then, a jag of wood is all I can tell you. I don't know what a jag of wood would be. I don't know about that. I'd always cut it in cords or half cords or ricks or something like that, you know.
Uh-huh. And a musical instrument you blow on like this?
A harp.
What about the one you hold between your teeth and pluck it?
Juice harp. We had a fellow lived out here. It was the best of one of them things I ever saw in my life one time. When I was a kid, everybody went there to hear him play that juice harp. He could do it.
Did you ever play it?
No, I couldn't play nothing.
And if you wanted to close up a bottle, you might stick in a
cork.
Would you call it a cork if it's made out of rubber or plastic?
As far as I know, anything stopped it up unless it was a screw top.
Mm-hmm. Even if it's glass, it'd be a cork.
Even if it was a glass, it'd be a glass stopper.
Okay.
It wouldn't be a cork, you know.
And if you had a wagon and two horses, the long wooden piece between the horses.
Tongue.
What about with the buggy?
Well, it'd be the same thing. A share, if you had a buggy, you would. You just one to it, it'd be a pair of shares on mm-hmm. it.
And connecting the wheels of the wagon, you'd have the
axles.
And
axles, and you'd have the wheel go on the axle on the spindle, and then you'd have the tap to go on the end of the spindle to hold the wheel on.
You have the hubs and the spokes come out, and what do they fit into?
That's the axle.
Or go in the other direction.
Oh, it goes into the rim. And on the rim of the wagon, you've got a rim goes around there, and it has holes in it where that spoke goes up in it, and it has a metal tire
mm-hmm.
that goes on that.
The rim comes in different sections, you know?
Yeah.
What do you call each of those sections? Do you ever hear of a belly? A valuable?
Filler.
What's that?
Well, if you had to put an extra piece in, that'd be a filler you'd have to cut to put in there.
Mm-hmm.
On the rim, you know, to fill in the rim.
Mm-hmm.
See, the rim would be the whole wagon riding around.
What do the traces hook on to?
Single trees.
And if you have two of those, you have?
A double team.
And connect?
Double tree.
Huh?
Double tree.
Okay. And something of, say if your wagon wheel was squeaking, you'd say you had to
grease it.